A French politician is calling for regulation of another business. She's calling on France to legalize brothels. They've been outlawed since 1946. Bringing back brothels might protect prostitutes from violence and exploitation, but not everyone agrees. Geneviève Auger reports from Paris.
French people tend to have a somewhat romantic view of brothels. After all, singer Edith Piaf was raised in one. Nowadays, prostitutes find their clients on the street or through the internet. Prostitution is technically legal, but practically speaking, it's restricted. And it's a dangerous job, even more so since a 2003 law made passive solicitation, for example, wearing clothes that are too revealing, a crime. This had the effect of pushing prostitutes into isolated areas like parks and forests, where they are less likely to be picked up by police.
We are a country of human rights, and we can't close our eyes to things that bother us.
Chantal Brunel is a member of parliament for France's right-of-center ruling party. In a book published earlier this year, she argues that the tougher restrictions that she herself voted for 7 years ago put sex workers more at risk. She wants France to consider reopening brothels. Brunel declined to be interviewed for this story, but she recently spoke to a blogger in her electoral district about her proposal.
To improve the status of women in prostitution, there should be safe places for them to work, places where they could be roommates. It would be easier for support groups and doctors to reach them. They wouldn't be killed or hurt with impunity the way they are today. People would be around to watch over them.
The French public apparently agrees. A recent survey suggests 59% approve of the brothel proposal. And the Ministry of the Interior has created a working group to study the issue. But sex workers themselves aren't backing the idea. Some of them held a small street protest to voice their opposition in front of the French Senate last month, chanting slogans like, "You sleep with us, but you vote against us," and "We want our friggin' rights." They marched behind a red banner that read, "Proud to be whores." The protest was organized by STRAS, the Union of Sex Workers. Tiffaine is a spokeswoman for the group. She's also a researcher on the history of prostitution, a modern dancer, and a part-time dominatrix. In her off hour, she looks like a student, with a cotton gingham skirt and a red cardigan. The 24-year-old lives in Paris with a roommate. Tiffaine says her group welcomes legal reform, but doesn't want the kind of brothels that existed here in the past, or the ones that exist now in countries like Germany and Switzerland.
We don't want brothels run by a madam or a boss with employees. What we want is to have places like law firms or doctor's offices, where several independent professionals share a space in the same building. Places where we would be our own bosses, manage our own schedules and our way of working.
Tiffaine is especially concerned that the government would try to impose its own rules and regulations, such as requiring regular HIV testing. Her union much prefers the idea of self-run cooperative brothels. But so far, the government working group hasn't called to ask the sex workers for their input. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger in Paris.